Time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. John Anderson in DIY Media reports that Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler just about admitted recently that the agency can do nothing about the proliferation of pirate radio stations in the New York City metropolitan area. While the FCC is cutting back employment at its enforcement division nationwide, it is adding one position in New York City, where as many as 100 pirate stations may be on the air. In late June, FCC Commissioner Mike O'Reilly convened a working group including the National Association of Broadcasters, New York State Broadcasters Association, New Jersey Broadcasters Association, National Public Radio, and others to stop New York City radio pirates. On July 27th, Wheeler sent letters to New York and New Jersey's members of Congress, formally replying to a previous letter from the congresspeople about the problem. According to the letter, the FCC, quote, has issued more than 100 pirate radio enforcement actions, unquote, this year, a claim that Anderson says is not reflected in the FCC's public data. Quote, given the facts, it is clear that the pirate radio problem cannot be solved by enforcement alone, unquote, Wheeler writes. He announces the creation of a, quote, inter-bureau task force, unquote, to, quote, develop policy and enforcement options to address the issues, unquote, with four options listed. Quote, the revision of the Communications Act to provide for aiding and abetting liability for landlords and other parties that provide material support to pirate radio operators, or the identification of trade associations and law enforcement entities to educate landlords, advertisers, and others about the unlawful nature of pirate operations and develop best practices, or release of a policy statement enforcement advisory that could be shared with these groups and help channel state, local, and federal resources on pirates, and fourth, an additional FCC state and local enforcement options for reducing pirate activities. Anderson predicts a sweep of the New York metropolitan area by the Enforcement Bureau's new Tiger Teams, similar to sweeps in 1997 through 98 in the face of the micro radio movement. You can read the full story in DIY Media, and note John Anderson is on Wave Farm's board. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC and Wave Farm Radio.
That was your daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.